You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
Gallen, this is Doge.
What it is, ho, what's up? Every good girl needs a little thug.
Song is good. Every black boy made 100 times better by watching Nicole Laurel dance to it on TikTok. Oh my god.
Can't you see it's just me and you? Panoramic view, that's my point of view, babe. All about me, that's the energy. That's the limit, pepper thing. I'm a 10-piece, baby. Bedroom fully in a bando. He gon' make it.
I don't know if it curses him. It's Mike Calter Show, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. If you'd like to get on the program today, I'm not going to lie to you. My brain is officially on Calter Cruise 17.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about what I need to do after the show to be there, what I need to do to get on board and make things good. I'm so excited that Pete is so excited about it.
Yeah.
Are you signed in?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been signing for a month.
Okay.
I'm all, all I gotta do is take my fire, everything. Everything is done, Carmen.
Nice. I gotta do that.
I have a cruise folder on my computer where when I have to sign up, I have the picture in there and everything I need all just ready to go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have to find my passport.
Oh.
It's in one of three places. I just need to go get it.
I heard
make sure you have the right one.
Yeah.
I know. They took my other one in Germany.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
don't worry about it. That was one of the most scariest times ever was when they took my passport in Germany. I didn't know because they were like so, like I follow this Instagram account where it's just customs people inspecting people coming back into the country because they're like, remember I told you they had, I forgot what it was called, but it was guinea pig meat.
Right, right.
And so they tell you can't bring back meat, vegetables or whatever. And when you get a lot of times like Korean people come back in, what do you have? Nothing. And they have all these seeds and plants in there and like they get busted. But I watch all of that stuff. When you're in another country and they hold you up at the airport and they're being nice to you, they're like, no, what, do you have a passport? Yeah. And then did you have two passports? I'm like, no. Did you cancel one? Yeah, but a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, you're good. You know, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
I thought they were going to arrest you.
You did?
Yeah.
For what?
Because it seemed like you had a fake passport. You were trying to like pull something over.
Because you think that I would have a fake passport?
No, yeah. No, I didn't. I knew what would happen. I knew what happened that you'd mix them up because you had one. But I think they thought this guy is trying to pull something here. I felt the vibe like, oh, Mike's going to get arrested. What do I do at this point? Do I just?
You have to leave me.
Continue on the trip without you.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous, but I was concerned.
Yeah.
I was like, because as it's going on in my head, I'm like, I grabbed the wrong passport, didn't I?
It took a long time, too. Mm-hmm. You were there for a long time.
And then the best is the guy goes, I'm gonna hold on to this. And when you go to the next port, the next stop, they'll tell them that, you know, whatever. And I went, okay. And as soon as I got the next port, they were like, Mr. Calto over here. Like, they were waiting for me. And I went, oh, boy.
Then I'll mess around.
Oh, boy. So let me explain for those of you who don't know. I had a passport, lost it. It got replaced, then found the other passport. And when I left for Germany, I grabbed the wrong passport. Yeah. So.
Now, what do you have a passport card?
No. I should.
Are those useful for anything?
I don't know. It's my kids had them when they were little. I got them for the kids. But we never really used them. And it just seems like, I don't know. It just seems like it's not. I never see anybody using them.
Right. I have one and I basically use it as like a second ID.
Right.
I don't want to take like my license or something with me. That's what you can use it for. But I don't know what you can use it for.
I have all the stamps from all the places that I've been in my passport. But I mean, it's not like we're sitting around going through my passport going, oh, remember we went to France?
Yeah. You know?
So it doesn't really matter to me.
I heard that somebody was having some trouble with their passport, might not be able to go on the cruise.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got that squared away or what.
I don't want to say his name, but he looks like a gorilla.
Yeah.
So here's what he said to me.
You should probably clarify.
he had... Oh, yeah, no, it's Mike Oliver. Thank you, Galvin. I don't want to get canceled for nothing.
That's why Galvin's here.
Yeah. His passport was expired. No, it expires...
In July,
and you're supposed to have 6 months before you go. But right. He's not really going out of the country.
But here's the other thing, he's traveling by boat. Is just so people aren't freaking out right now. You don't have to have a passport. You can have your birth certificate and your ID, your driver's license or whatever.
Yeah, I believe Olivero does not have his birth certificate.
No, he does, but it's a wrong name. It's a different name.
He was adopted by his mom's husband. So.
And it's on the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Right. So,
can he just show his reel of when he had F.A. Ray?
So my wife, who was adopted, her name on her birth certificate is... her adopted name, but then her ID has my last name because we're married and stuff, and that's always been fine.
Look, I've been on 10 cruises with Royal Caribbean within the past, 6 years, so I don't think that they're going to give me a hard time for anything if I was in Olivero's position. And I think that they're just trying to secure your citizenship. So when he has a Florida driver's license and he has his passport, which is valid, I think he'll be fine.
I'll build the wall, man. People are trying to come into the cruise ships.
The worst thing that happened to Olivero is when he comes back, they don't recognize him as a citizen, and they give him a nice hotel room and a cell phone and let the taxpayers pay for it.
Plus, he's not going to be able to bring all those bananas back.
That's true. That's true. Thankfully, we have them here. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I don't want her to call in, but I hear Crazy Patty calls other shows. I just wonder what made her stop calling this show. Same thing with Jacob Two Times. I mean, I named them Jacob Two Times, and then one day he just stopped calling us. Are we too much for them?
I'm good with it. I'm pretty happy about not calling in, but I don't know what the...
Doesn't the curiosity ever get to you, though? You don't ever want to...
No.
Like, sometimes I hear Crazy Patty, or somebody will tell me Crazy Patty called Roger and JP, and I go, so does she just... Did she get mad at us one day? Is somebody stopping her from calling us?
I feel like it's just, her name is Crazy Patty, so there may be not logical thinking going on
sure,
there.
Sure. Yeah. That could be it.
I assume the husband, who is not a fan of the show,
I don't know. I met him. He's seen my face a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's tattooed on her butt. But I met him. He seemed to be pretty
nice. It wasn't just the husband. It was like her brother who helps take care of her.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's like outside family.
I don't think they like us.
No.
A lot of time outside family doesn't like us.
Yeah.
That's Love Tiger, Crazy Patty.
I don't
know who else.
It's true. Medicine Man's brother.
Yeah.
Mm, those sort of people.
Dum Dum Lori.
Oh, yeah. Dum Dum Lori. Her sister hated us.
Yeah.
Do we assume she's dead?
No, I think she's being... I think she's... they got a good stronghold on her. And they don't let her use the phone or anything. My sister won't let me use the phone. Something like that. I forgot what she sounds like.
That was close.
She had a bad lisp?
Yeah. What if she just showed up one day completely cleaned up and totally normal and was like, I went through some rough times.
She joined the Scientologists and they straightened her up.
She comes to the sad weirdo meetings.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to bring this out. I spent a lot of time in Clearwater this last weekend and a lot of time in downtown Clearwater. There's a Starbucks there that I go to where you have to... I never went to it before because you have to park and go inside. And you know me, I love the drive-thru. But it wasn't because I didn't want to get out. It was just I didn't think I'd find a parking spot. And 2 days in a row, I went and the spot right out front was open. So I got a new routine now. And as I drove down there, I don't know what it is about Scientology that people don't like. And I'm not talking about the religion of it. I mean, just like the people who get mad that they bought all the property down there. I'm in this beautiful Starbucks looking across the street, and there's all that you could tell that they own the whole block. But all the facades that they have on the front are, look like they were put up yesterday. They're all gold leaf. They're like nice colors. It made downtown look so attractive. Then you go past their headquarters over there. It's got that big hotel with the walkway across to the other hotel. And I thought, this is beautiful down here. And then you have the old courthouse. I go, who's mad at them? Like, I don't understand why the initial anger that people have that they bought up all the land down there.
Because much like Crazy Patty, I don't think they're being logical. Yeah. Were you going to buy it? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They stopped you from buying it? No, they made it nice, and who cares?
Maybe because there's nothing to do down there unless you're a Scientologist.
But that's not true.
Yeah.
I stayed down there this whole weekend with a million things to do. And there's all these restaurants that are non-Scientologist related. Right. They're all down there. There's a Starbucks that's not theirs, you know? I just couldn't figure out what made people mad. And even though it looks off-putting to the person that is unaware, they do wear some sort of uniform. So a lot of times, especially at maybe shift changes or whatever it does look like a lot of maitre d's are walking around down there. But it's not like they're walking around in togas, you know what I mean, or in some sort of monk outfit or Hare Krishna with their bald head with a ponytail. They're just average people dressed. I'm not defending it. I just don't understand it. You know, I don't understand what makes people get so fired up about them.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years from now when we find out that Mike's a Scientologist.
Oh, yeah. Man.
He's like, I just think it's nice.
I got that metachlorine. I don't know.
I am this close.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be a Scientologist the same way I wouldn't go to church. You know what I mean? I'm just not interested in studying somebody else's religion or way of life. I'm very much I'm doing things my way.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Xenu.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Can I give you my analogy that I've done before? Do you believe in real life? Do you believe that there are aliens and other life forms out there?
Yes.
Do you believe in angels?
No.
Do you believe in that Moses parted the Red Sea?
No.
So basically what you're telling me is that Scientology, who's rooted in believing in space and other life, you know, Xenu and aliens or whatever, they have more of a believable story than most religions.
100%.
Yeah, right. So then why are they so weird?
Yeah, I don't think they're weird at all.
They're everybody. Oh, they hate the Scientologists. What? What did they do?
You just got recruited.
Yeah. Now I need you to hold these two things.
You want to come to Clearwater this
weekend?
Damn. And anybody that tries to tell me, but they don't let people leave and they don't do that. Listen, I have been down there for 2 years now. I have never bothered them. They have never bothered me. That's how I go. Leave them alone.
You're not in it and tried to leave. What are the rules?
No, but like the anonymous group and those people that go down there and they protest them and they videotape them and all that stuff. And then they go, then they had a guy following me back to my house. He got the address. And then they called my mother in Kentucky and told her that, leave them alone.
Yeah.
That's all they're saying is we didn't invite you. Yeah. Don't bother us. I don't know. That kind of stuff just blows my mind. Sorry. Let me grab some of these calls. Mike, out the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike and everybody. How are you guys doing? This
Great.
Is Stephanie.
What's happening, Stephanie?
So I have a question about you guys talking about Mike Olivero and his being adopted and his birth certificate. So I also was adopted. Did his parents not change his birth certificate when he became adopted?
So he did. So his mom is his biological mother, and I believe his dad, I think his dad passed away, and his mother's husband adopted him, and they did change it, but I don't think he has access to those forms right now. Because they live in South Florida, and I don't think he had that stuff here, so I don't really know all the details, but that was the thing. They did everything the right way, he just didn't have access to it.
Gotcha. The thing that I was going to say, if that was the case, he can go to, not go to the physical office to start off with. He can look up the Bureau of Vital Statistics, and there may be a way he can get that online.
Yeah, I've done that.
Future. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thanks for the heads up. I have been through so many, I've lost my passport changes that I have backup birth certificates, because when you go to buy a birth certificate, they're like, you can buy one and it's $12. You can get additional copies for $1 each. I'm like, give me 15 just to be safe.
And it has to have the raised seal.
Yeah, yeah. I have them all. My wife the other day, my daughter's switching schools as she goes into middle school, and my wife's like, do you know where Juliana's birth certificate and social security card are? I go, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have them both. I feel very prepared as a parent. Mike, out the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's happening?
Okay. I'm calling about the Scientology thing and why people do have an issue with it.
Okay.
It's because they don't have to pay taxes.
That's not their fault. They're an applied science.
Well, I understand, but they're saying that they're a religion, and they're buying up all this property with nothing that's contributing back into the state of Florida or Clearwater, especially.
Yeah, but they're doing it for their organization, which is helping countless amounts of people in that are Scientologists. And
have you been into one of those properties?
I was in the hotel at one point.
Right. So the majority of them are no one's there.
So what do you mean?
Just buying. No one's there. They're just storefronts.
Yeah, there are facades on the front, which I think looks very Disney-like. I think it's interesting. I don't know what they're doing.
Right,
I
mean, so it doesn't contribute anything back into the city of Clearwater or the state of Florida. So that is why people are having an issue. If you're asking why people are having an issue, that's the reason.
But what do you want them to? What are they required to contribute back? Like, what are you expecting from
tax
them?
Tax dollars.
Yeah. But they're a church.
I'm saying, But the point is that they're taking all that tax money away from the city of Clearwater.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it definitely makes sense. I don't know if it would get me fired up enough to be mad at anything, but I get it. That makes sense.
But it's a lot of property, and that is very high dollar turning, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. But usually a church would only have like one piece of property.
Right. They would have a whole downtown Clearwater.
They're taking up the entire downtown.
It's basically just shut down to revenue. And that is why people do have a problem with it. So
could be actual operational businesses.
Absolutely. Exactly, Carmen. Exactly.
What is your name, ma'am? First name?
Angie.
Congratulations, Angie. The first common sense caller I've had since 2024.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I asked a question and I got an answer. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the heads up.
Have a great day.
You too. I could not really understand why people, because look, you look at the Vatican, it's the largest landowner in Europe, but I understand why she's saying people.
Because if there's a Hilton down there, then that's paying tax dollars in Clearwater and it's bringing people to that area and the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. I still like it. Mike Calda Show, good morning. Close your window. Mike Calda Show, hello.
Oh, hi there, Mike Calda. It's Medicine Man.
Good talking to you. Mike Calda Show, good morning.
Shalom, Michael. How you doing?
Shalom, my Jewish friend.
Hey, listen, back in the day, I had a hood cleaning business for restaurants where I cleaned the exhaust system.
Right.
And I did a job back in the church. And what was happening at the time that I was doing it, I had no idea Scientology, what was going on. All I knew that it was another job. When we were going in there, I had to cut into the ductwork so it would have easy access to clean the exhaust systems. Obviously, they were having a meeting in the room next door to the kitchen, and they told me that I can't do the cutting because it annoyed. So I stopped and listened what was going on in the auditorium or in the cafeteria, whatever room it was in, and they were shaming a woman. And I don't remember the reason why she was being shamed, but she was going up there saying that she was sorry, she should have never done this. And I was thinking, like, what the hell is going on here? I had no idea, and I wish I remember what the topic was. But then me being nosy, I looked around, and there was a paper there that she had to admit to all these different things of being embarrassed, being humiliated. And I thought, that's kind of weird that you have to do that in front of a large group of people. So I don't know.
But it's kind of like any 12-step program when you go in front of the group of people and you have to admit all the things you've done wrong. You have to, if you're willing to start, Spanish will tell you, if you're willing to start over, you got to be broken down and start down and really admit what all your problems are. I mean, look, I'm not defending the way they do their day-to-day practice. I really don't have enough knowledge about it. But having been in other religions, I mean, having grown up Catholic and having to go to confession, you do the same thing. You go in a box, you talk to the priest, and you break down all the things you've done wrong.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I just thought it's kind of weird that you're doing it in front of a large group of people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything good or bad about them.
Right.
My experience with them. And I got no reason to knock them. I mean, you're right. It's gorgeous architect down there. It's clean. There's some weird things that go on. I mean, you know, their employees, you know, at the loading dock, I have a friend that makes monthly deliveries there. They're armed. And they got security cameras all over. And I'm assuming that's because of the publicity that a lot of people don't like them and they got to protect themselves.
Well, also you're dealing with celebrities. You're dealing with a lot of money. You're dealing with higher-end people. I mean, you got Tom Cruise. You got John Travolta. You had Kirstie Alley. I mean, just to name a few of the people who are down here in their celebrity area. So they have to protect themselves, not just for the dangers, but for the privacy.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, it's nothing good or bad. It was just, you know, kind of weird that I put that happen. But you got to do what you got to do, you know, because I'm sure the publicity a lot worse than what they actually are.
For sure. For sure. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good talking to you, buddy.
Don't forget, Kirstie Alley, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I didn't
forget. Well, you said that.
They didn't kill her.
No. But you were saying that she was involved in stuff. She's dead.
Mike, how's the show, though?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I just wanted to point out, everybody else made my points, but the other thing I wanted to say is, don't forget, at the Fort Harrison, that's where Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote "Can't Get No Satisfaction." My junior...
What about your junior? What did you say?
My junior prom was at that building. I've been in Clearwater since 1963, and when they first came down, there was a newspaper called the Clearwater Sun that was... do exposés on them, and they had a Supreme Court case saying they were not a church, quote, and they should have to pay taxes. And me, I agree. I think the Catholic Church should have to pay taxes, too.
I'm 100% with you on both. I'm for both the churches. I don't understand why they get a tax exemption for it, but now that's been the only source of people's anger is taxes. I did know that about Mick Jagger because he said it last time he was in concert here, and he mentioned Hooters.
Yeah, it was at the Fort. They were staying at Fort Harrison, and they were playing at Jack Russell Stadium downtown Clearwater at the time. We were all little kids then. But that was a, you know, that area is like, there used to be a guy down there a couple of years ago who was doing little tours talking about the history of Scientology. He was making a living doing it. I my boat's down there, so I drive down there every day.
Yeah.
And so he was doing that, and I was watching him. I thought, what a great business idea. You know, he was just going around to the different spots and talking about the history of Scientology. Then he disappeared.
Oh, they got him. All right, thank you. I will tell you this, that over the years, the Scientology people have been in the studio with us, and they were not – they didn't withhold anything. I mean, they took phone calls. They – let us answer, ask them questions, and they did not answer anything. And I thought that was pretty ballsy of them to do that. They put themselves in a vulnerable position and took all the questions. And I told them straight out, I think I used these words. I said, look, I think you're nuts, but I think all religions are nuts. So it's not you. And I just don't understand why people single you out over other religions. If you take a step back, and you start, like, I remember the epiphany I had when I was a kid or probably like a teenager about the Catholic religion. And I was like, wait a second, you can't live to be 300 years old. And they didn't make a woman out of a rib. Like, I just started realizing what was a story and what was not. Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
I love you guys. Hey, I got mad at them because they got rid of the Spaghetti Warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm still upset with that, man.
Son of a bitch.
Cut them a deal.
Listen, yeah. What if they would have just changed it to L. Ron Hubbard's Spaghetti House? They could have made some money off it.
Oh, you can eat beer chili and all that stuff? I missed that.
My bad. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you.
The Hubbard House of Pasta.
Mike Caldiciolo.
Hey, it's your man, Mr. Legend. Man.
Why? What do you want? I already hung up on you one time. What do you want?
Bring on the cruise.
You got hung up because, you know, I seen the time.
Mike Caldiciolo.
Hey, this is Kurt. I just wanted to comment on what that last girl was saying about them not paying taxes. No churches pay taxes. That's just the way it is.
Well, I understand that, but she brought up the point was that they don't have to pay taxes, and they bought a tremendous amount of land. Yeah. That it would occupy, you know, spaces where they could be generating tax revenue, and they're. Go ahead.
Right, but they own relatively little land. I mean, they own a lot of land in Pinellas County and specifically in Clearwater. The largest private landowner in the state of Florida is the Mormon Church. They own almost 1 million acres of land. That's office buildings, apartment complexes, farmland, you name it. You know, where's the outrage against the Mormons?
Right, that's been my whole...
That's like 1-2% of the entire land mass of the state of Florida is owned by the Mormon Church.
And that was my whole point of bringing that up.
There's no outrage about that.
Right. I was saying, not should there be or should there not be, but I was always wondering why it's the Scientologists everybody gets mad at, not the Mormons, not the Catholics, not the Jews, not the, you know, Protestants. They just get mad specifically at the Scientologists. That was my good point, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Last call, Mike Calta Show. Hello.
Hey, not to beat a dead horse, but the lady that was talking about the place in Clearwater being empty, as a tax shelter, there's one in Plant City. It's in a very, very nice building, and nobody's ever there. It is a storefront, but they are not paying taxes, but they're there in the middle of the city, just taking up space.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't. They're in Ybor City too, but you don't know what they do. You don't know why they're using that building.
But again,
you
know, another business could be there that is taxable.
Exactly.
Yeah, but also any other church could have gone in there. Any other religious organization could have bought that property for something. Whatever they use it for is really, if you're not in that church, is none of your business. Thank you. I don't know. I'm not trying to really shut you down, but that's just the truth.
For the size of those buildings, you don't really see a lot of people.
No, it's always
a couple times I've been down there, I've seen like a handful of people walking around.
I don't know. I see a lot of people, a lot of their people, but yeah. It's not like they're all going to be outside,
right?
Either.
But I mean, massive buildings, you would think there'd be a ton of action.
Yeah, I mean, I every time you pass that Fort Harrison, it's got something going on. It always looks like a prom is ending out there. I mean, there's always a ton of people out there. And I'm talking about different times a day. But, you know, I see people walking around and going from building to building. That interesting part of that one strip where they have what look like the facades on the outside. I don't know what they do inside, but each building is labeled. This is a drug-free center, and this is work and do this, whatever. But I don't really know what goes on inside, nor do I really give a fly enough.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, it's none of my business. I'm not there. You thought I was going to say
it. Yeah, you made me nervous.
No,
I have some photos I want to share with you guys that somebody sent me that was working on one of the buildings.
Okay.
And they're pretty interesting photos.
Well, give me an idea what people are going to want to know what you're talking about.
They look kind of like cages of chicken wire.
Yeah.
Inside?
Yeah.
I'm going to need more.
I'll show you.
I know, but I'm going to need more explanation. You tell me they're locking people in there?
But you're not going to get an explanation. Well, yeah. And that's...
And there's a couple handprints.
There's rumors online that people get locked up and you can't leave. That's one of the big
knocks.
That's
part of their...
Yeah.
You got tricked. They got you.
When you break one of the rules, you get locked up.
No, don't break a rule.
That's what they say.
Follow the rules, Gio.
No, listen,
that's what we do here.
I'm in. Sign me up.
I feel like Spanish is a half a click away.
What do you mean?
From Scientology?
No. Scientology is a...
If they had beads, you would.
You may. Beads and hammocks? I'm in.
Does anybody in this room, or no, you're real most... Galvin, you probably weren't into it, and... Joe, maybe you know what breakdancing beads are?
Breakdancing beads?
Yes. I was very much into breakdancing, and I don't know what breakdancing beads are.
Did you have the parachute pants?
Of course. Oh, first one in my school.
They didn't make them in 2X, so I didn't have them. Spanish breakdancing beads are very similar to the beads that you're wearing.
Okay.
Except they would be tight around the neck and hang down the back. And it would be like a circle with a tail almost.
Okay.
And they would go four blue. Like ours was four blue, two white, four blue, two white, all around. And then the tail, you can make whatever you want. Nice. And then, and then you'd wear it that way. And that meant you were in a crew with other break
dancers. I'm not going to lie, they look pretty cool.
We were in a crew, so we had break dancing.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you look them up?
Yeah.
I forgot. I had to stop and think, did I just imagine that or did that really happen? Yeah.
Now, Michael, when you're in a crew, does that mean that you have to stop and break dance whenever anyone challenges you?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then if you lose, you lose your beats.
Really? They take your beats?
Oh. Yeah. I actually watched Michael Bennett and and Danny, what was that kid's name? Well, anyway, they did a breakdancing thing for shoes. And at the end of it, the kid had to take off his shoes and give it to the other kid.
Oh.
And that kid went home with his shoes. And I was like, my mom buys my shoes at Walmart. And if I have to give up my shoes and go home and be like, Mom, I had to lose my Walmart shoes, I'd be dead. This kid had to go home and tell him he lost his Nikes.
I lost him to a battle. It's honor.
He battlely lost his shoes.
Integrity, man. Yeah.
So can That's I challenge, I can challenge Spanish for his beads and then I would take them from him?
You should actually take his hammock.
Yeah. Oh, no. You can't do that.
If you want to challenge Spanish, you can. And if you beat him, you get those beads.
Yeah. Okay. I challenge you for your beads.
To what?
Trial by combat.
No. You have to dance.
Oh, it's a dance off?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, go get the cardboard. Yeah, Gio's going to do some backspin.
It's going down, baby.
Easy with that cracked rib.
I've already got two cracked ribs.
Yeah.
I can't even move.
No. That was.
We can do a meditation challenge.
Keep the goddamn beats.
You would go out there, and so it would be like two crews of five or maybe or four people each, and then two guys would go in, and they'd battle each other. Then one would go out, and then the other guy would go in. And at the end, you'd decide who won, and we'd end like this.
And then the end, tag the other one in?
How much time did you leave for you guys to kiss?
Oh, that was not on the cardboard.
This is like the Jets versus the Sharks.
Yeah, come on.
It's kind of like every Bollywood movie. We get really close, and then all of a sudden we break out and dance. Yeah.
Now, you get tagged in when the other person comes in? How does that work?
You just kind of know. One guy fades out, and the other guy jumps in.
Yeah.
The other guy usually literally jumps in and jumps into a windmill or something.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets going, and then sometimes the other guy will be like,
I've always wanted to be able to do one of those windmills, but I don't think I could ever do it.
Oh, man, my man, Charlie
really?
Teal used to windmill.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was insane.
That's pretty cool.
He could do it, and his whole body would be into it. It was nuts. I never lost my beats because I never really challenged anybody.
Nice. Smart, yeah.
I was more the popping guy. Yeah, I wasn't doing any windmills.
You actually pull the beads real fast and then you windmill. you know where they go.
All right, let's take a break. It's the Mike Caltus Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltus Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Fair.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.